Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. How well endowed is Mr. Big? It always comes down to dicks, doesn't it? I don't have it on now. I have someone that has graciously put up with my newbie ass. What he is direct and to the point. And you know, I better back the fuck up off this one because I just blew it. Well, good afternoon, guys. How's everybody doing out there? Hey, I wanted to jump right in with some emails and questions. Basically, this podcast is going to be a little bit of a hodgepodge, but what it's going to be predominantly about is I got a shit ton, I mean, a flurry of questions, comments about Mr. Big. This seems to be a burning topic right now. My kind of keeping that under wraps for as long as I did and then letting the cat out of the bag just sparked kind of a tidal wave of inquiry. So I'm going to get to that. But first, I want to address some questions that I actually found last night. It's kind of embarrassing. Last night, I was going through my inbox searching for something specific, and I came across several emails that I missed in about the past month. Sorry, this is embarrassing. You know, I was kind of just out there in la-la land for the holidays. I mean, I really just didn't do much. I wasn't checking in much. So I can see how some of these got buried and missed. I'm very sorry about that. And so I'm going to, as a penance, a makeup, I'm going to answer this stuff live and then let the senders know that they can listen to this podcast and hear their questions answered. And again, I apologize for not getting to you sooner. Okay, let's start off here with Maurice. Maurice says, you said you don't like 69. Ever tried Seesaw 69? Your partner is active, bringing you to the edge of orgasm, then stops. And then you become active, bringing your partner to the edge. You go back and forth, up and down, until you're both out of your minds with lust. And the no-mind, non-thinking animal devil in you takes over and you surrender. It's quite nice, actually. No, I have not tried that. However, I have mentioned before, I have been tortured and edged by Cowboy N, almost to the point of tears. I don't know how I feel about that. I've said that before. I'm conflicted. I have some serious, even just talking about it now, I'm like, I don't know. I don't know about that. And I know, a couple weeks ago it might have been, I was texting with Cowboy N and somehow it came up and I just was like, I don't like that. I don't know if I want to do that anymore. Now, mind you, I can say that I don't know if I want to do that anymore. Not that he's going to pay one damn bit of attention to what, you know, when I say something like that. But you know, he might test that boundary to make sure I'm genuinely serious about that statement. I just don't know. I don't know. But the Seesaw thing here, you know, I guess if you're taking breaks and then you get to fully focus on the pleasure that you're receiving, yeah, I could be down with that. What I don't like about this scenario here is, can we take the edging out, please? I say yes to this Seesaw 69, sans the edging. There we go. And then you have one more question, Maurice, and that is, well, your email's kind of long, but I'm going to break it down, pull the second question out and just answer it quickly. Also, I'm curious, have you ever experienced or been with a partner who's experienced what I call an energy orgasm, a full body emotional release without physically coming? It's a tantric technique that's easy to practice, although mastery takes time. No, I have not. And that sounds quite interesting. I mean, hey, I'm open-minded. I would love to get more into the tantric stuff. I just don't know anything about it, but it sounds amazing. So I have not done it or experienced it. I don't know anybody that's experienced it personally, but, you know, we're just at the beginning of the year, Maurice. I got a lot of ground to cover, so I may just put that on my list. Thank you for bringing that to my attention. Okay, this next email is from Jeffrey, and he says, good work sticking with it. I'm with you. I could fuck all day long. Once is just getting started. Thank you. Finally, someone agrees with me on that. Lost butt plug story is so funny and informative. Well, I know. I just wanted people to be aware. There's danger. You know, you gotta look out for these things. Hey, I'm here to experiment and then report back to the listeners. Your safety is important to me. And then the last part here from Jeffrey is just says, Lilo makes the bob for men. It's curved to hit the prostate. Why fuck without it is my thought. Well, I did not know that. You know, I had a Lilo product a while back, several years back, before I did The Curious Girl Diaries. And what it was it was kind of like this kind of, you know, U-shaped. And it fit in inside of you, and it vibrated on the outside of your, right on your clit and also on your G-spot. The problem with it was, you know, it was kind of a one size fits all, and it was sort of too big or not tight enough to kind of really clamp down on that area. So while you're using it, while you're having sex, you know, it would just get pushed out of the way and moved around. So good in theory, Lilo, good in theory, but, you know, clearly I would suggest some improvements. Now, sounds like, Jeffrey, your prostate vibrator, though, that sounds like a winner. Good to know. And, you know, if I need to invest in one or, you know, suggest it to someone that I see, I will surely do so. And thank you so much for your email. And sorry that I missed it, because you sent this to me on December 8th. Sorry. Okay. This is a follow-up from Greg. And if you guys remember, Greg sent me a question about, he was Dom curious. And so he sends me another email, and he is basically, he was just saying, you know, yes, he's commenting on my answer. And he just said, yes, I was expecting more suggestions on reading links. His original question, by the way, guys, was he just was wondering, he was Dom curious. He's wondering if I could sort of point him in the right direction or give him any references on how to be a good Dom. And my answer was, I have no fucking clue. You really need to, you know, seek out another Dom is going to teach you about how to be a good Dom. And there are lots of Doms that, you know, are happy to share what they know with other Doms that are new or, you know, depending on your experience level, you know, they're out there to share what they know, and they're happy to do it. And so, to get back to Greg, I said that I would point him in the right direction. And then I'm sorry, because I didn't follow up with you. Again, we got into the holidays there, Greg, and I got sidetracked. So, but I know who you can talk to. And I'm going to give you some of his information right now. And by the way, anybody that's interested in, you know, asking another Dom questions, regardless of your experience level, you know, I think that you'll find that this person's open and receptive and has a lot of knowledge and will be able to point you in the right direction. If he can't answer your question, he'll probably be able to answer it and then also, you know, give you additional resources. Okay. And that is Sir Inc. And he's on Facebook. He also has a website. It's sirinc.com, which is S-I-R-I-N-Q. It's not I-N-C like you would think. It's I-N-Q. So if you go to Facebook, you'll find him at Sir Inc., which is S-I-R-I-N-Q. If you look for him online, sirinc.com. And he's also on Kinkspace. So kinkspace.com. And you can find him under Sir Inc. I know he's got some groups there. You can join. But those are the ways that you can. He's also got ways you can message him through those forums. And I'm sure he'll be happy to answer your questions. All right. Hope that helps. Oh, and by the way, Greg, you said that you very graciously invited me to go ziplining with you over the weekend and or go skiing, which I don't ski, I snowboard, by the way. But this was December 12th. Obviously, that ship has sailed. Thank you for the invite. I appreciate that. But you were doing this because you recently lost 73 pounds and you're just doing a lot of stuff and you want to celebrate. First of all, good on you. Congratulations. Way to go. Hey, we're all trying to keep it together, you know? And once you get out of your 20s, gets a little harder, doesn't it? So you got to keep working at it. Good on you. And really, I mean, shit, you lost a teenager. That's a big accomplishment. I'm proud of you. Keep up the good work, love, and hopefully the, you know, Sir Inc. can point you in the right direction for your domly questions, or your dom curious questions. All right. Okay. This next one is from Jack. Hey there, Chicky. Happy New Year to you. Fully presume 2019 is off to a rousing start. Wanted to check in and see how the new start experiment over now, he put in parentheses, is going and where to now. Miss our chats and flirts on T. That must be Tumblr. I left a couple months back. Did you end up on a new chat or flirt erotica site? Or are you still on Tumblr? I would enjoy catching up. Well, Jack, thank you for the question. Yes, I'm still on Tumblr and I'm dealing with PG porn, as I like to call it. I'm getting more used to it. I'm getting okay with it. Less addicted. but I'm also on, I went to another site, BDSMLR.com. Under the same name, The Curious Girl. You can search me that way. And then I'm also on kinkspace.com. So if you go to Kinkspace, I'm also there under The Curious Girl. I hope that helps. And hopefully that's where you can find me, Jack. But I'm still on Tumblr. And I hope you're doing well. All right, sweetheart. Thanks. Okay, this next one is from Rod. Hi, hun. I was all hot and bothered at the notion of your exclusive blog only, to find out it's under construction. Maybe you are looking for fresh inspiration. Okay, I know. I'm sorry, Rod. Again, the only reason I'm reading this is because I deserve a spanking. Several. Because I have left... I never finished that section. I started it and I never finished it. Now that I'm kind of going to be doing less about my sex stuff, which I'm still doing, nobody panic. I'm still going to talk about my sex life. It's just going to be a little different. You know, I'm kind of changing the format. So I think I'll have time actually to work on developing that section. And so check back. I don't know if you signed up or not, but everybody that signed up, I will make sure that you are notified first and you get to, you'll be the first to see the content. And hopefully they'll, in addition to, you know, the little surprises I'll have in there, there'll be some fun little photos of me that only, that you can only find there on the site. Okay. So I hope that that answers your question. Thanks, Rod. Now, the next question is from CW. I think I'm falling in love with your voice and with your style of pausing as you speak. Thank you. I know. I have a certain rhythm that I, the way I talk and my dialect, and you're not the first person to comment on that. And, but thank you. I do take that as a compliment and I appreciate it. Okay. Sorry. Let me finish here. So remarkable to hear the story of the vanilla girl gone wild, spilling into the long-term love affair, keeping it a secret. Well, I'm glad you liked that little concept, because what we're going to be jumping into next is everybody, and these are the mellow, this is the mellow version of the questions and comments I got on that. First of all, some people were downright pissed. I don't know how else to say it, like pissy pissed. Did not like the fact that I was keeping that. They felt that I was being dishonest, keeping that hidden, and just, I mean, rare. I definitely, you know, a few people kind of lit me up on that one. So, I'm glad you like my voice. Thank you very much. Like I said, I do get that. And as I've said, it's really, really hard. One of the hardest things about doing a podcast is listening to yourself and hearing, gives me the shivers, not in a good way. Just when I have to listen to myself, it's just hard. So somebody told me in the very beginning when I started, the first 100 podcasts you do, you're going to hate. Well, I hope by the end of the year, I hit 100 or go over that for sure. But it seems like at that point, I'll just be starting to be comfortable with it and then won't do it anymore, maybe. So anyway, thank you. I appreciate the compliment. That makes my day. And I'm glad you like that. I'm glad you appreciated the little twist, the little secret there that, you know, I kind of kept to myself. All right. Now let's get into this is all about Mr. Big, and everybody's got this, you know, they want to know. So I'm going to answer. By the way, like I said, I did get some real kind of vicious, like lynch mob questions or comments. And I'm just not even going to address those. I think that perhaps what I did was try to pull out some of the best questions that will help evolve this in people's minds and sort of fill in some gaps without being too intrusive on my privacy, because that's still important to me. This is an anonymous podcast, guys, and I want to keep it that way. Okay, so the first question is, who is Mr. Big? And why haven't you mentioned him before? You should have been honest with your listeners. All right. Well, to the honesty point, I have mentioned him very subtly. I've called it a vanilla relationship. And I have mentioned, it is sprinkled in these podcasts very, very subtly, but it's there. And so it's not something that I've completely tried to keep hidden. It's something that I just never really jumped into and elaborated on. And so, you know, Mr. Big is somebody that has been in my life for, that I met a long time ago. And then I met him when I was, 17. And he's a little bit older than me. And met him when I was 17. And I mean, I just remember my heart would just pound. I mean, oh my God, I had the biggest crush on this guy. Huge, 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 huge. And yeah, God, I mean, I can just remember, it's so fucking sexy. And yeah, I mean, yeah, damn sexy. And anyway, when I turned 18, we would flirt like crazy with each other. And I knew he liked me, but he wouldn't ask me out. Well, you know, come to find out, he said, oh my God, I wanted to ask you out so badly. But, you know, and I would tell my friends and they would say, oh, you should. But he said, I knew your mother would kill me. And looking back, I say, yes, you know, now we kind of joke about it. I say, you're right. My mom would have fucking killed you. She would have killed him, literally, probably. I mean, just, although he would have won her over, because this is just, he's so charming and has the best heart. So he would have won her over. Anyway, then we reconnected again when I was about 25. And again, you know, and that was, you know, there's some stuff happened there. But it didn't, you know, it didn't last. And it just was me in my 20s. No, that's a no-go for anybody, really. I mean, I just was not interested in settling down. And, you know, the thing with him is, the interesting thing about him is I've always had this strong draw and strong affinity for him, and like stirred things in me that when I was 17, 25, you know, and really up until this point, didn't really understand. I'm like, what is this draw? Why is it so strong? Why am I thinking of this person this way? And so now I understand it, because I'm older. I get it. Now I get it. I'm like, whoa, I mean, this is the real deal. So, but back at that point in my life, you know, you can't always understand what somebody's meaning in your life is and why, you know, why they're there and why you're feeling a certain way. But it's kind of cool now to have that retrospect, to be able to look back and know, oh, you know, this is what's going on. Now I get it. Okay. In real life, are you secretly married to Mr. Big / Mr. Vanilla? No, I'm not secretly married to anybody. I've never been married. I've said that several times. That's true. I'm not keeping that a secret. So no. Do the guys know about Mr. Big, and what do they think? Let's see. I'm trying to think here. Yeah, some of them do. I mean, again, it's not, you know, just depending on the dynamic you have with a specific person, you know, whether or not what you discuss about your other relationships, other people. So generically speaking, you know, yes, they do. They know. I don't just, again, how in depth and how much I've covered it, I don't know as well. You know, like I said, I have sprinkled it in very subtly on past podcasts. So, some people, you know, obviously like this one person who says, you know, I was keeping it a secret. Not so much. I have mentioned it. So it's just been subtly. So that's the way I've done it. But as far as do the other guys know, I mean, probably the person that knows the most is Cowboy N. Okay. How well endowed is Mr. Big? It always comes down to dicks, doesn't it? He's, I would say, he's good. He's good. He's, I would say, I guess I want to say, it sounds bad. It sounds like I'm downplaying it. Like, he's average sized, but it's fucking hard. I mean, like, really hard. And that is good. That's really good. So, when I say average size, that may be, he's definitely bigger than, I don't know if anybody has one of those Mr. Bunny dildos. I do. I think probably most women do. He's bigger than that. You know, girthier, longer, all that. You know, he's not 10 inches. He's not a D, you know, he's not built like D. But yeah, I'll leave it at that. It's perfect. It's perfect. And it's really, really hard. Like I said, that, you know, it's interesting because, you know, you could have a big old dick. If it's not getting enough blood flow, what is the point? Then you got a big flopper. I mean, that, you know, and then you're trying to, that does not work. So if you're getting semi-erect or it's getting soft, when, you know, it doesn't get all the way hard, that doesn't cut the mustard. We want it rock hard. That's what women want. I want a rock hard cock. And that's what he's got. So, bingo. Okay. Do you love Mr. Big? Does he know about the Curious Girl Diaries? Those are two big questions right there. And I'm only hesitating to answer because, again, what I'm concerned about, just it's more of a privacy issue. But yes, I don't mind saying that I do love Mr. Big. We've known each other for so long. There's so much friendship there. There's so much. Yeah, I mean, yes, I do. I do love him. And does he know about the Curious Girl Diaries? He does not. So that's a bit of a pickle, isn't it? You know, with our conversation the other night, I felt like, you know, it's interesting. I mean, I don't know what my hangup is. I know. See, I believe in my heart I can tell him anything. I know I can tell him anything. He knows a whole lot about me. Just this one thing he doesn't know. And I go back and forth all the time with, do I tell him, do I not? What do I do? I don't know. Eventually, one of two things is going to happen. I'm going to stop doing this. And then at that point, it'll sort of be moot, right? Or I'm just going to let the cat out of the bag with him and say, here's the deal. So now I don't want anybody to get all, let's not go places. I don't want people's minds going to places that it shouldn't go. He knows I see other people. We don't discuss the details. That's something that he doesn't, it just, for him, just even thinking, he knows I'm a free spirit. But just thinking, just when there's been times where just him thinking about it, thinking he's like, I don't want to say catching me, but, calling me while I'm with someone else. If he even thinks that, I can hear the change in his voice. I can hear the hurt in his voice, actually. So it's a delicate thing. It is a really delicate thing. It has me in a quandary. I will not lie. I don't have much of a solution for it. I wish I had a more eloquent way to handle it. And I wish I knew exactly what to do. But I am pushing forward and continuing to do what I'm doing. Unless and until I decide to do something else. So there we go. Okay, you've been very adventurous the past 2 years. Mr. Big seems so vanilla and so boring. You need a dom to be fulfilled sexually. Stick with Cowboy N. What's happened to him? okay, let's attack this. First of all, Mr. Big is not boring. And he's not vanilla. As vanilla as I thought. You know, look, is he the type of man that's going to go to a sex party? No. And quite frankly, he's too high profile for that. That's not in his wheelhouse. But just the fact that he says, he would love to see me satisfied and he would do either of the two options for threesomes, that's pretty generous and loving and sexy. So he's not boring by any stretch. And I kind of want to dispel the myth about, him, or, well, I'm sorry, me, needing a dom to be fulfilled sexually. I don't know fully what I need sexually. I'm still exploring that and figuring it out. I know how much I really love the BDSM stuff when it's being done to me, when I'm in the middle of it, how it's does things to me that, I've never experienced before, as far as just being, like I said, turning my mind off and having me really clear and focused and in the moment and all that stimulation. I mean, it's great. I mean, do not get me wrong. I will take that any day. But, is this something that I can't, that I have to have? Like, I have to have a dom. I don't have a dom now. Okay, let me say that. I don't have a dom now. I have someone that has graciously put up with my newbie ass and that I've done a lot of fun things with that, from those experiences, I've learned a lot. I mean, a lot. It's pretty funny that, like I said, some guy can come along and through sexual encounters, I'm I'm putting things together that go beyond sex. And that's great. You know, I mean, to learn more about yourself, it's fucking hot. I love it. I love every bit of it. But we, you know, outside of the bedroom, we don't have a dominant submissive dynamic. So we engage in that type of activity, but it's not solidified in an actual, I guess, dom sub commitment. I don't know what you call it. So I want to clarify that. And to answer the last part of this question, what's happened to him? Oh, he's around. I mean, we just chatted today, and I'll be seeing him soon. So, yeah, he hasn't gone. I thoroughly know him. We are different, but you know, hey, as everybody does. Okay. The last question, everything else, I didn't want to get stuck in it. Okay, this last question. I can't believe after all these incredible guys, you're going to settle for some boring suit. Why, Layla? Why? Okay. I'm not settling. I don't settle. I'm too old and to settle. That is not what my life has been about. I didn't settle when I was 20, so I guess I shouldn't say I'm too old to settle. Age isn't really relevant. I don't engage with people that I don't feel deserve my time or my energy or my effort or, you know, that are shit bags or any of that stuff. So, you know, just say that I'm settling, A, is just completely incorrect. And you know what? He's not some boring suit. And I'll tell you what, the more I understand kind of the dominant mind and then how broad that can be, how that can, I guess, the domliness can manifest itself in different ways depending on who the dom is. He's a dom. He doesn't know that, but he is. He's patient. He's kind, loving, caring. He's about my needs first. I will say this. I have never been loved by anybody the way that guy loves me. Never. Let me give you an example. And again, I think these are all dominant tendencies. If I say I'm going up to the cabin and, you know, it may be the weather's bad or whatever, if he is worried, you know, he'll say, okay, I don't want you to drive. Why don't I send one of my drivers and they'll take you? Obviously, I'm very independent. I say thank you, you know, that's fine. No. But then of course it's okay. Tell me what time you're leaving. Call me when you get there. If I'm traveling anywhere, let me know you got there safe. I mean, if I need something, if I'm sick, do you need something? Can I go pick up something and bring it by? Can I send somebody to go get something and drop it off? I mean, it's just constant caretaking for me. And we were talking just yesterday. It surprised the hell out of me. He said, I don't know if you noticed, but when I was walking the dog, he has a dog. When I was walking my dog, I noticed your car was outside and that it had I think Frost or Dew or something on it. And I hate when I get in my car and, you know, I know when you get in your car, you're usually heading somewhere in a hurry and you don't warm it up. He knows that about me. And he said, I wiped your mirrors off, you know, because I knew you were heading out in the morning and, I didn't want you to, you know, have frosty mirrors. I wanted you to be able to see and drive safely. I mean, this is the kind of stuff. I mean, I'm not even talking about, don't get me started on the spoiling. I mean, the spoiling is crazy, but it's just who he is. It's just who he is. And it's not a sign of weakness. 'Cause let me tell you, boy, there have been some times where I know I can be very uppity and boy, the minute I cross that line, there's no mistake. He speaks softly, but carries a big stick. I mean, you know, hey, he'll correct you right there on the spot. And it's not his words, because he's never rude or mean or vicious or anything like that. But what he is direct and to the point. And you know, uh-oh, I better back the fuck up off this one because I just blew it. So there you go. That's my assessment of Mr. Big. And so you don't have to say boring suit. He's not a boring suit. And he looks damn good in a suit. And out of it. So there you go. Anyway, I hope that kind of gives you a little closure. More so to the people that sent me the nasty grams that were a little more pissy about it. Like, I mean, honestly, some of these people, like, I felt like they were like suggesting that I, you know, it was coming across almost like I'm cheating on them. Not cheating on Mr. Big, but I'm just, yeah, I was cheating on them by not telling them the truth all this time. I have mentioned it, guys. It's been subtle. Go back. I don't know. I mean, I've several episodes. And especially I think year one. Anyway, it's in there. Just trust me on that. I just never really tried to bring him up much because, quite frankly, I really didn't want to answer many questions about him. So there you go. I probably don't know that when I'm moving forward, I may or may not say another thing about him or answer another thing about him. But we'll see. You just never know what I'll do. All right. Have a good day.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at curiousgirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.